Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the conference call for Grupo Sanborns in order to discuss the results for the first quarter of 2021. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that this call is being recorded, and at this time, all the different participants are silenced. The information that will be discussed today may include forward-looking statements and expectations regarding the company's financial and operating performance. All projections are subject to risks and uncertainties, and the actual results may differ materially based on these expectations. This can happen, of course, based on internal or external factors. Please consider that today's conference will be held in Spanish with simultaneous translation into English. Later on, we will conduct a Q&A session. With us in today's conference, we have Patrick Slim, CEO of Grupo Sanborns, Rodrigo Hach, CEO of Sears and Sanborns, Arturo Aguirre, Director of Credit, Gerardo Wong, Sub-Director of Credit, Mario Bermúdez, CFO of Grupo Sanborns, and for Investor Relations, Angélica Piña. I will now turn the floor to Ms. Angélica Piña. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning to everybody. Grupo Sanborns' consolidated sales decreased 6.6% during the first quarter of the year, totaling 10.5 billion pesos. From December to February, once more, department stores and restaurants were again closed due to the health emergency, which impacted customer traffic in the metropolitan area, the region where 42% of our points of sale are concentrated. In contrast, our iShop and self-service stores, considered essential, performed well. The categories with the highest demand were technology and electronics, and those with the lowest demand were big ticket and fashion. E-commerce sales grew 3.5x. The gross margin was 31.2% compared to 37.5% in the first quarter of 2020 due to a higher weight of technology and electronics in the sales mix, a lower share of credit revenue, a lower share of restaurant revenue, and a lower share of fashion sales. Savings of 201 million pesos, or 5.6% less in operating expenses, were recorded due to lower rent expenses, electricity and water consumption, commission payments on sales, lower expansion expenses, fees, travel expenses, and depreciation. The result for the first quarter was an operating loss of 155 million, compared to an operating income of 613 million in the first quarter of 2020. The operating margin was -1.5% versus 5.4% of last year. The quarterly EBIT decreased to 331 million pesos from 1 billion from just a year earlier, with a 3.1% margin on sales. Regarding financial results, an expense of 94 million was recorded, decreasing 54.8% compared to an expense of 208 million pesos. This variation was mainly due to a lower foreign exchange loss of 84 million and a lower net interest expense of 30 million compared to the same period of last year. The controlling net result was a loss of 304 million pesos compared to a profit of 304 million pesos from last year, which was due to lower operation results resulting from the restrictions that were done and placed in order to reduce COVID-19 infections. The number of new cardholders was 28,000 year-over-year. The loan portfolio was 9.2 billion pesos, with a 23.3% decrease in loan income. The percentage of past due loans over 90 days was 5.8% compared to 3.5% of previous year. As of March 31st, 2021, Grupo Sanborns presented debt with a cost of 80 million pesos, while the amount of cash totaled 1.8 billion compared to 1 billion as of the first quarter of last year. Now, the commercial space totaled 1.2 billion square meters, which resulted in a -2.7% variation in regard to the commercial area of 2020. CapEx for January through March was 60 million pesos, and in regard to the work assets, inventory was optimized, reducing it by 10.4% or 1.2 billion. Suppliers and other accounts payable decreased by 9%, or 556 million pesos, both figures compared to the amount as of March 2020. With this, I conclude my general comments, and now we can proceed to the Q&A session. Thank you. Thank you. As of right now, the Q&A session shall commence. First of all, we will begin with questions in Spanish, and afterwards, we will take any questions in English. As of right now, if you wish to have any questions, go ahead and press asterisk and then 1 on your telephone keypad. If you wish to be removed from the waiting list, click on the number dial pad. Remember, if you have a question, once more, press star or asterisk and then 1. We have a question from Mr. Antonio Hernandez from Barclays. Hello, good morning, and thank you very much for taking my question in. Well, actually, it's a lot of questions. First of all, if you could provide us the exact information. And second of all, since we're going to be facing, well, starting the second quarter, based on the comparison and looking at pandemic results, in sales mix results, are you expecting to, let's say, not really see an effect seen on electronic devices and big tickets and fashion, because, well, we know that these have been low, but maybe with reopening this could improve. So, well, yes, the question is, what expectations do you have based on these comparisons and as the vaccination process is also advancing? Yes, good afternoon to everyone. Well, I believe that things will be improving overall, as you've also mentioned. People are now starting to go back to the office and a little bit more time, as we know. We're looking at fashion, so we're looking at formal clothing, garments, looking at neckties, all these different formal garments in general. And as the situation regarding the pandemic improves, well, it will be improving, of course, and I believe that the sales for all of these departments will improve. We think that some will take a little bit more of time, but for example, in the case of restaurants, well, the form was already limited to a 20% capacity, and that has already been increased as well, and we see that we've been recovering on sales little by little. And for the first question, it was cut off. I didn't really hear it very well, but in the case of electronic devices, I think that is truly our stronghold, and there are going to be new launches from Apple devices, which is extremely important for us, 100%, especially for the iShop, all of our iShops. And in regard to everything else, well, I think that it will continue to mix itself, pretty much a partial mixture between work at home and education at home as well. So we think this is going to maintain itself. We do believe it'll be improving, but we know it'll keep itself in place. And in regard to credit, well, once again, based on sales, we're going to see that this is going to be recovering itself as well, right? Looking at the different income that we have from credit and everything related to it. I apologize. The first one didn't really understand it very well, but it was because it cut off quite a bit. If you could please repeat it. Yes, of course. It is based on the sales per store and department and formats, if you could provide that information. Well, Mario, I don't know if you could give that information. Yeah, well, the sales for the same department stores that we have, well, we have negative 4.9% for the same stores. Perfect. And could you maybe provide us the information by segments, please? Yes, if you want that, we can send it to you in just a moment. All right, perfect. Thank you very much. Thank you. The following question comes from Mr. Alvaro Garcia from Pentahe. Hello, and thank you very much for this Q&A session as well. And, well, my question is that, well, today we saw some very good information regarding sales, what is March, what we're looking at clothing and garments overall, but my question is, in the clothing category, what have you seen for April? Do you believe that is the average customer seeking to dress well once again, or once again, based on our April readings, or was the March just reading? Was that just an anomaly? Yes, no, we have seen a recovery when it comes to fashion. Of course, we have not gone completely, but we know that people will go back to having suits, ties, and maybe some other casual clothing as well. But yes, we have noticed a recovery when it comes to fashion. I don't know if you, Rodrigo, would like to say something. Yes, I think that as we started off is fine. Yes, we can see greater consumption when we talk about fashions, especially when we talk about categories regarding formal garments. Well, this is something that might improve a little bit or might take a little bit longer to recover, but we do have this prediction for the following months. Yes, no, and the other thing is that in addition to the work that we've already seen, people are going to go back to the workplace, and we're also going to talk about other contexts such as celebrations, and we're going to be looking at how all of this is going to go and recover itself once more. As we see that recovery rates go higher regarding the infection, so will our department. Once again, the pandemic has affected us, but we've seen that there have been greater sales for indoor clothing. Let's talk about pajamas, sportswear, etc. Thank you. The following question is from Mr. Miguel Ulloa from BBVA. Hello, good morning. Yes, just two questions. I don't know if they've answered part of them, but the first one is, with the aid of the new management for Grupo Sanborns, what changes could we expect based on, once again, the management or the different formats and expectations? And the second question is based on the funds. So wanting to know how provisions are being managed in funds and, of course, the penalties for these as well when we talk about of the financial area. Thank you. Rodrigo, please. I'm sorry, I didn't hear it. Yes, no, just regarding the new management that we're going to see in Sears and Sanborns, what changes, what expectations are going to be held? I think that, for example, Rodrigo, well, he's been working when it comes to placing the product more in the customer's hands, but I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about that and also talk about cost reductions. Yes, sure. Well, as my uncle was mentioning, when it comes to Sanborns, we are working on trying to become more efficient when we talk about our operation. And by this, we want to make sure that the product is going to be in the customer's hands. As of right now, we have a specific furniture that the customer can touch, test out, see the product itself. Currently, we're changing this. We're removing part of this so that we can be more of a sales service provided and so that the customer experience can improve, which we have seen is truly the trend in commerce. And, of course, as I mentioned, for both Sears and for Sanborns, we have to look at making different costs efficient, reductions, everything that involves the business. So we're restructurizing some of the stores and some of the departments. We're looking at the ones that sell really good. We see that they have a specific trend that goes upward. And we're also working on the efficiency when it comes to the purchase of every single department. For example, when we talk about fashion, everything that has to do with formal garments that, as we know, has diminished. There's not really a lot of sales for this. Offices are now at a 40 or even less percent. So we are transforming these different aspects and adapting them to what we are currently living. At Sanborns, we are truly going all in when it comes to platforms, and as we've discussed on previous occasions, we're going to continue like that. We're going to continue, as you can see, there are trends that this post-pandemic era will bring for us. I don't know if someone would like to comment in addition to that, but, yeah, if someone wants to compliment. Yeah, no, I think that, generally speaking, the actions that are being taken with Rodrigo along with the different teams at Sanborns and Sears, I think that, yeah, recovering and making sure that we place the product in the customer's hands I think that this is something that is going to be very beneficial on one hand for the improvement of sales. On the other hand, we're also going to be reducing costs. And also, well, yeah, we're going to be analyzing costs and reviewing everything, reviewing the product, reviewing rentability departments. Also, when we talk about the food department, well, I know that talking about, for example, taking the food to the customer, talking about all of these different products and departments in general. Thank you. Once more, if there are any questions, please press star or asterisk and then number one. Although we are missing one question from the credit question. Yes. Oh, excuse me. Yes, hello, this is Gerardo Wong. Look, so credit questions is that we have 140 as our cover for now, and well, we expect that it's going to be between 8 to 9% of the total fund. And the limits here, we estimate them to be from 6 to 7%. We do not really expect it to go over 6%, though. Thank you. As of right now, we do not have any other questions, and now we will continue with the questions in English. Please keep in mind that there might be a small delay so that the question may be answered as a result of the translation. As of right now, if you wish to ask any question, once again, please press star or asterisk and then number one on your telephone keypad. As of right now, we do not have any questions in English. But there is one more person on the line that wants to make a question in Spanish. We have Mr. Rafael Romero from GBM. Hello, good morning to everyone. Thank you very much for this Q&A session as well. I have two. They're very brief. The first one is related to commerce. So we've talked about an increase in 3.5% for the quarter. So I just wanted to ask a little bit about the intuition and the initiative that we have, as well as platforms. So what is pretty much the landscape and ideal of these, and what's the plan going forward? And the second one is more of a follow-up on what they've mentioned previously regarding same-store sales for the, well, for each individual format. Thank you very much. All right. Well, when it comes to e-commerce, as you mentioned, it's very important. There's been a 3.5% increase on that. And yes, well, what we are seeking is going forward. We want to be a lot quicker when it comes to delivery times. On the other hand, we want to reduce costs, right? When we talk about e-commerce, shipping costs is pretty high. And so, well, we've been taking different methods for this. I don't know, Rodrigo, if maybe you could also add something onto that when it comes to the e-commerce part. Yes. Well, I'll tell you a little bit about how it's been working. Well, the thing is that my uncle and I are both truly focused on delivery time right now, which is, as of right now, it is very good. I think that it is very, very good. It's an average time for our customers. And we're also working on reducing costs. We're working on different projects that are truly interesting for all the different e-commerce topics as of right now. We also have ticket liberation done, and we look at the different tiers in Sanborn's system. And this also, well, aside from generating experience for the store, it makes sure that the customer has a way more positive experience. As of right now, it's 3 days for delivery time to have the customer truly receive the product. But we want them to have it on the same day if possible. We're thinking that 4 to 12 hours at the most. So yes, this is truly interesting, and we continue working on many different projects so that e-commerce sales can be boosted, which is still something very, very important, especially when it comes to total store sales for the company. But yes, we're focused truly on this entire aspect. Thank you very much. We have a question from Mr. Miguel Ulloa from BBVA. regarding e-commerce, talking about sales, right? In the case of Sears and Sanborns, well, pretty much I want to know if you could talk a little bit about how this has been influenced by Alibaba and the reach, delivery times, all of this, please. Apologize, Mario. Can you please go ahead and answer that part regarding internet and Alibaba? We're going to talk about that in a moment. Well, regarding Alibaba, we're selling products there, and in regards to that, we're seeing to what else we can do when it comes to this platform to make sure that our products are available. But once more, Rodrigo, I don't know if you want to add on to that. Yes, please, Uncle. So the project with Alibaba, I think, is a very, very important project for the company. It covers a lot of different things, and I don't want to go full into detail, but there are three aspects that it has. We have everything regarding providers and the supply chain for the company. We have different sale points, and then we have pretty much the AI data. So regarding time, there have been delays. There have been some complications thanks to the pandemic regarding our projects. As a result of, well, having borders closed both from China and from Mexico at some time during the pandemic. And so the people that we were working with at the time, they weren't able to come here, and the time difference was very, very broad. As you know, it's a complex topic. But, well, we are working on it. It was delayed a little bit, but we are thinking of releasing this around the end of the year. When it comes to internet, we are, well, for Grupo Sanborns, we're between 5 to 7% of participation when it comes to internet sales. Thank you very much. As of right now, there are no more questions. I will pass the floor back to Angelica Pina so that she can give us her closing statements. Yes, once again, thank you very much for your interest and for participating in this conference call. We wish to speak with you at a later occasion and have a wonderful day. Thank you. With this, we conclude our conference. You may disconnect.